Welcome inside today's pregame interview as the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders get set to take on the Green Bay Rockers at Harebaker Field. I'm Javik Blake, joined alongside me by the man they call Turtle Man, Garrett Houston. Garrett, thanks so much for joining us.
How's it going? It's great to be here.
I think the number one question on everyone's mind, because they hear it throughout the broadcast, anytime they're here at Harebaker Field, the entire bench in the dugout, they don't call you Garrett, they call you Turtle Man. Where does the nickname Turtle Man come from?
So, yeah, everybody back home calls me Turtle Man anytime I'm around baseball, because the summer after my freshman year, I went and played in the Valley League in Virginia. And so when I first showed up to my host family's house, I went in the pond behind their house and I caught snapping turtles. And so ever since then, that summer team called me Turtle Man, because I also brought one of the snapping turtles to the field and tied him to the bullpen fence like a dog. So ever since then, I've been called Turtle Man.
You kept a turtle as a pet in the bullpen, the Valley League?
Yeah, we tied him to the fence by his tail as our guard dog.
Have you been turtle fishing out in Fond du Lac?
I have not been able to yet. With our schedule, we play every day, so I really don't have much turtle time.
You had the off day yesterday, though. How'd you spend the off day?
I went and played golf with a couple buddies, and then we went to the Brewers game last night, and so we really took advantage of our off day and had a good time.
Well, there we go. I'm sure the turtles were happy they aren't tied up to a fence here in Harebaker Field tonight for the ball game. But you're in the Northwoods League. You played in the Coastal Plain League last year and were absolutely dominant. What's it been like in the Northwoods League for the first couple of weeks?
So I've really loved it a lot. The way things are run here, everything's very professional, and it's been a great experience. And especially for me, being from Georgia, I've never been this far up north in the country. I've never been to this part of the country, and so I feel a little bit foreign up here, but I've enjoyed every second of it. I love it, because last summer I played in the Coastal Plain League and I was in South Carolina, so I was only about 2 hours away from home instead of 15 and a half hours.
What's been the biggest moment so far in Wisconsin where your eyes open up and you're like, we're not in Georgia anymore?
Yesterday or 2 days ago, we played at Lakeshore against the Chinooks, and about 100 yards past right field is Lake Michigan. And so before the game, I went over there and looked over the cliff and saw the biggest lake of my life, and it looked like I was looking at an ocean.
But being in the Northwoods League and being on the Dock Spiders in particular, it seems like you guys are a close-knit team here early on. What's it been like being a part of this clubhouse?
So right away when we got here, everybody clicked really well. All the guys get along. The whole team is full of a bunch of goofballs, and so we have a great time. And while we're having a great time, we're also 7-1. And so as fun as baseball is, it's a lot more fun when you're winning ball games.
Does the looseness in the clubhouse help translate to on-field play and on-field success?
I think it does. You know, during your spring season at your school, everything's a lot more serious and people are playing a lot more tight. And when you're out here in summer ball, the games are very serious and competitive, but everybody's a lot more loose. And sometimes that's what you need in baseball. You can't be so uptight. And I think everybody's having a lot of fun and playing loose, and it's helping us win ball games.
One of the big things for every guy in this team is the aspiration to play professional baseball. You mentioned that the Northwoods League does a great job at mimicking the professional atmosphere. How much has it helped you at seeing what that next level might look like for you?
Yeah, so I've always heard about the Northwoods League. You know, in the Coastal Plain League last summer, I think we played around 50 games. And then this year in the Northwoods, I think we'll play close to 75 games. And so I've had buddies play here before, and they always say that, you know, if you want to play professional baseball, then this is the league that you need to go play in to see if you're built for it. And so if you can make it through the whole summer in the Northwoods League, then you can probably make it in pro ball, because you play every day and it's pretty much your job.
And talking about new frontiers, you're going to a new college in the fall, Georgia Gwinnett, which is one of the most dominant NAIA programs in the country. How excited are you to join Georgia Gwinnett in the fall?
I'm very excited. You know, last year they won the World Series. This year they went back to the World Series, and unfortunately they lost. But they've got a lot of studs there. I've known a couple guys that have played there, and I'm really excited to be a part of it and win some ball games there.
And for those who aren't too familiar with the NAIA, I think you're a shining example of guys and the talent that is in NAIA ball. In your time looking at Georgia Gwinnett, looking at the roster and stuff, how impressed have you been with the high quality of talent in NAIA baseball?
Oh, yeah. So I've been to a couple games this year for Georgia Gwinnett, and just seeing them, you know, NAIA is kind of a hidden D1 in the country. There's just a lot of talent all over the board in NAIA. You never know what you're going to see. It doesn't matter where you're from. There's a lot of guys that have bounced back from Division I, D2, JUCO. So it's kind of like playing in summer ball. You have guys from every level of baseball in the country, and you also have guys from all over the country. Most D2s and D1s in certain areas will have players close to that area, but you know, Georgia Gwinnett has guys from California, New York, and all over the place.
Well, Turtle Man, thank you so much. We hope the Snapping Turtles are not kept as pets, but if they are, we'll I'm sure the Dock Spiders will take him in as a great mascot. Thank you so much. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
This has been today's pregame interview with Garrett Houston, also known as Turtle Man.